Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar for this evening. Let us all arise to let us all be seated to sing hymn number 17. Sing hymn 17. 1 7. I know I love thee better, Lord, than any earthly joy. For thou hast given me the peace which nothing can destroy. A half has never yet been told of love so full and free. The half has never yet been told, the blood it cleanseth me. I know that thou art nearer still than any earthly troth. And sweeter is the thought of thee than any lovely song. Love has never yet been told of love so full and free. The half has never yet been told, the blood it cleanseth me. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, then may I well be glad. Without the secret of thy love, I could not boldly stand. Love has never yet been told of love so full and free. The half has never yet been told, the blood it cleanseth me. Savior, precious Savior mine, what will thy presence be if such a life of joy can crown our walk on earth with thee? The half has never yet been told of love so full and free. The half has never yet been told, the blood it cleanseth me. We give thanks to our Lord. So for our family altar this evening, we shall read together Psalms 13. Psalms 13, 1-3. Psalms 13, verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Verse 2. How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Verse 3. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. Verse 5. But I have trusted in your steadfast love, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Verse 6. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So in Psalms 13 here, this is another psalm of David. So here it tells us that today, in our faith. It is not to tell us that in this faith that when we are suffering, we are to open up our mouths, but rather in the midst of trouble, faith is able to give us strength to be able to bear this suffering. So in Psalms 13 here, Psalms 13, a lot of people here, it tells us of a lot of question. Verse 1, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? So here the psalmist asks this question. And even in Psalms 10, in the beginning also has this type of question. Let's turn to Psalms 10, verse 1 and 9. Psalms 10, verse 1. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? So here, at that time, the psalmist felt that the Lord was very far from him. During the Second World War, it happened that at that time there was a person from the year 1932 until 1945, and he had actually killed a lot of people during the Second World War, and many of them, including the Jews, which was almost coming to 600,000 people. So today, at that time, when the people was facing this calamity or this so-called disaster in their life, so the Jews always in their hearts, in the deepest of their hearts, they will ask this question, O Lord, where are you? They have also asked the Lord God, how come the Lord God has turned away their face from me, from us, and not to be able to see, look upon us? So this is the cry of the people. Therefore, we can see, indeed, from the perspective of man, the people at that time should have already, earlier on, have already been assimilated and disappeared into this world, have already disappeared. So in the history of man, we can see that there's none who actually caused the people to be so far away, to be able to flee from their own country. So today, we also can see this type of feeling of the psalmist at that time, that he felt that in his pain of his heart was indeed unbearable. Furthermore, at that time, the Lord did not bother about him. So this was suffering upon suffering or pain upon pain. Therefore, in this case, we can see, why did those who believe in the Lord continue to believe in him then? So the psalmist here in the Psalms have made known of his heartfelt feelings, that he has never forgotten to pray. He has never forgotten his faith. So although he was in a struggle in the midst of suffering, but yet he still continually prayed to the Lord until the extent that he was able to joyfully rejoice in the Lord God, to be able to rejoice and to pray, give praises to him. And at that time we can see the pain of this suffering, or the pain or suffering of this psalmist, was to the extent that he was already pouring out his sorrows before the Lord. So today in our life, when we face sufferings, when we face difficulties, we should not hide them, but rather to be able to pour out this burden, our burden, and trust so that and all these things, so that we will be able to share with one another in this matter, and also to confide in the Lord. If in our hearts today we keep continually put this heart in these sorrows in our heart, we are not willing to share with others, at the end we are actually forcing ourselves to be much more in suffering, and at the end all these things we are also unbearable. So the psalmist at that time have asked this question, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Is it forever that the Lord will forget us? So this is actually to tell us indeed that the psalmist at that time who was in pain, he could not bear it anymore. So when he could not bear it anymore, what should we do? We should instead confide in the Lord, tell in the Lord. We should not put all these things and to pretend that we are still strong before Him. For the psalmist at that time have asked many times, how long, how long? In this Psalms 13 verse 1 to 2, at least he asked 4 times, how long, O Lord? So indeed, at that time, you can see the psalmist have suffered a long period of difficulty, a long period of suffering. And indeed, this was a troubling time indeed for him. And he was unable to bear it anymore. So at the same time today, we are also, we can see that even though in our life, yes, we have joy, but it is only short-lived. We have happiness, but it is short-lived. But here, to the psalmist, to us, we can see that his suffering was longer. So for this suffering, until how long will it be? So it is actually here we can see of his prayer. So in Psalms 13 verse 1 to 2, let us ponder what is the center of his prayer. So from verse 1 to 2, we can see a lot of times he mentioned, I. So we can see indeed at that time, the psalmist indeed was praying a prayer that was centered up on himself. We know that some people believe prayers can change things, for God is almighty. In fact, prayer itself, the most important thing is to change the one who is praying. Therefore, today when we pray, the Lord God will, through our prayer, will communicate with us and to change us so that our spiritual life can be more matured. Then the content of our prayer and also the emphasis of our prayer will also change in the same manner. So today, we must also be able to pray to the Lord God in this manner. Then we see verse 3, Psalms 13, verse 3. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. So now we ask that the Lord will open up our eyes, as the psalmist have said. Because if a person who does not have faith, what do we see? We only see the external environment, the encounters of our life. But now the Lord wants us, through this spiritual eyesight, this faith, to be able to see that the Lord God is with us and to see the will of God. At that time, we can still remember of the story of the servant of Elisha, who saw that there were so many more enemies who come. And at that time, he was so afraid when he heard this. But at that time, Elisha saw that there were thousands and thousands of angels who were with him. Therefore, he was no longer afraid. Again, another example will be the 12 spies who went into the land of Canaan to spy on the land. And out of them, the 10 of them, they saw that in that land, the people were all greater in size. And to them, they were just likened to grasshoppers. So they became very afraid. But only Joshua and Caleb had this faith to be able to conquer. And only them, only two of them give a good report saying about the land. Therefore today, for those who have faith, they will be able to see the power of God, that God can do it, God's love. And for those who do not have faith, they will be actually be afraid, that thinking that according to the will of God, this is not possible. According to what they can do, it's not possible. And then here, consider to tell us, light up my eyes. So that we are able to see with this spiritual foresight, to see, when the light of the Lord is shining upon us, then we will see that even though night is coming, but yet one day it will also go off. So therefore today we should not continue not to trust in Him, but rather to entrust in the Lord God. Therefore, in the midst of suffering, if our eyes are able to open up to see and trust in Him, totally trust in Him, then at the end we will be able to receive His merciful guidance. Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, we see verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, when walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. So the Lord, our Lord has said, the eye, the light, the eyes is actually the light of the body. So if it is bright, the whole body, if the light is bright, the whole body will be bright. So today, if we are in darkness, the whole body will be in darkness. So with this type of truth, we also pray in our prayer so that the Lord will be open up our spiritual eyes so that we will be able to see His light. Although we still living in the midst of darkness, but at least we can still see out of it light. And we will be able to see the light of our life will be all bright. And furthermore, we will no longer be living in darkness anymore. Now we come back to Psalms 13 verse 5. Psalms 13 verse 5. But I have trusted in your steadfast love, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. So here we can see that the nature of God will not change. So at that time we can see that when the psalmist he prayed, now he realized that he knew more about this, the nature of God. He was able to experience that the love of God. And this love of God has enabled him not to lose faith. Even though men may lose faith, but God will not just simply give up upon us. And God loves us without any condition. So even in the midst of our suffering, God will still continue to love us to the end. So when we, the more we know Him, the more we know God, the more we will know ourselves. Therefore today in our prayer, God will change us so that our spirituality can always be enhanced. Then we continue to see verse 6. Psalms 13 verse 6. I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me. So here it tells us that in the midst of sufferings, in the midst of trials, we should all the more learn to praise Him. That in these days of joy, we are able to give praises to Him. This is easy, but what more in the days of difficulty? Are we able to, without any despair in our hope, we still continue to praise Him? This is indeed not easy. But if we are able to do so, then we believe that this God is a God who will not give up upon us. He will not simply disappoint us in any way. Therefore, all the more we should praise Him. For God is one who will never change. And He, just as the Bible tells us, there will be no father who will not want to give a good thing to his own child. So, and we know that our Lord will not do wrong. He will definitely give us what is best to us. For He is indeed worthy of our praise and for us to be able to give glory to Him. So with such a wonderful God, this is an almighty God, so we should all the more submit to Him, should all the more praise Him. Therefore today, when we face difficulty or when our pain is so unbearable, we still remember the Lord that He will always draw, we must always draw near to Him. Come before His throne to praise Him, then Satan will disappear. Fear will also disappear. So when we are in the midst of difficulty, we must know our Lord Jesus is our High Priest, and today He is also praying for us. Therefore, that is why in the book of Hebrews tells us very clearly about this Lord God. So finally, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 15 and 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So therefore, dear brothers and sisters, in the midst of our struggle and difficulties and pains, let us remember to pray according to the will of the Heavenly Father. Now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we ask our Lord Jesus Christ to continually to guide and lead each and every one of us. We also pray for our families, for the church, and also for the nation. Let's now, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Or
Hallelujah. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. All glory to God. God bless.